Welcome back. I hope you are following my tutorials and you are practicing that using your Xamarin Studio, whichever version that is. In this tutorial, we're just going to discuss about changing your main view controller, that which controller should be visible whenever you like. For that, it's really simple. You're able to see a very tiny arrow here, and which points to this view controller currently, and it actually means that your application would start from this view controller. What if I just want to change that to another view controller? How would I do that? So the answer to that is by just dragging and dropping that to another view controller. If I just drag that and drop that to another view controller, so now when I would just run my application, the only view controller that would be visible would be this one. So let's try that. And for that, I would just run it. And now we should be able to see only one label here on the screen, which is visible, named as label. We're just waiting for the simulator, and I hope it just connects to the simulator quickly and debug that. Okay. So now it's just waiting for the debugger. Here it launches, and let's see what happens. There you go. Now I'm only able to see the single label that is available. I'm not able to see the button, which means that the controller which I'm able to see is the new one. And this is how you can change the view controllers, the parent view controller that should be visible whenever your application runs. So I would just simply stop here and move back to the main view controller and set it as default. And now what I would just simply do is that I would just go to the view controller, remove its click event handler. For that, I would just comment it out, command and backslash. This is a shortcut key to just comment out in the Mono Studio or Xamarin Studio, whatever you say. I'll just go back to the main storyboard, and now I would just like to just navigate from this view controller to this view controller. For that, there are two possibilities. Number one is I can push that view controller. By pushing, I mean that a stack of view controllers would be maintained and navigation stack would be maintained, and that would be popped accordingly. A stack data structure is followed for that. And second one is that if I'm not having a navigation controller, so I have to navigate in a different way. Let's see how I can do that. I will just press on control and click that, drag that and drop that. Okay. So now there are two things. The number one is show details, presentation, pop-over presentation, custom, and a non-adaptive action sig. So I would just select model, and now a sig has been added here. I will just try to run this, and let's see what happens. So it's building. Ding, ding, ding. Now it's just going back to the debugger, connecting that, applying that application. And let's see what happens. So libraries are loaded, assembly has been loaded. Let's go to the next page. And oh, so it tells me that the reason is that view control unrecognized selector send instance. That was because I wasn't having a navigation controller. So whenever you are going to model, or whenever you are going to just push that or pop that or using these kind of segues, you just need to more focus on that. You should have a navigation controller. Now just simply delete it and add new button here. The reason I'm deleting it, that in the variant of Xamarin Studio doesn't provide deleting the segues, so you have to add segues in a very, I would say, way that you don't accidentally add some wrong segues. So now I just simply just press Control, drag and drop, and click on Show, and just run it. Let's see what happens now. That's building, and then it would connect it to the debugger. Same thing would happen again and again. We're never just going to apply. So there you go. Application is under the process of deploying and debugging that in the simulator. So I'm able to see the button here. Just press this, and now here I'm able to see the new label that was for the next view controller. So here we understand a few things. The number one is that whenever you're going to push, pop, or model, these three of the non-segues thing are used when you are having a navigation controller. And in the next tutorial, we are just going to learn that how we can add a navigation controller. And second thing is, when you're not having a navigation controller, you can add and some other segues, just like we added right now, to just view that the next view controller, and it seems like we have navigated that. And there is a negative, I would say, a con of that. That is that whenever you just show some other view controllers, you don't have I would say, a choice or an option to just go back to the very view controller that you just moved from. And for that, we use navigation controller. And in the next tutorial, we are obviously going to see what is the navigation controller and how we are going to use that. For now, thank you so very much. I hope you followed that and see the documentation for the segues, and see you next time.